I'm Sophia.
I'm Gigi.
And I'm Chloe.
And welcome to Unfiltered,
the podcast where three best friends take a deep dive into the things that shape our everyday lives, from school and work to wellness, lifestyle, and everything in between, including research and credible guest speakers.
We're here to have the conversations that don't always make it to your social feeds. The unfiltered discussions on food, pop culture, and the reality of navigating life as teenagers.
From revision techniques that actually work, to the latest in music, celebrity culture, and even whether investing as a teen is worth it. We're covering it all. Expect honest takes and expert insights.
So, whether you're looking for a new study hack, food recommendations, or just a space to unwind, we've got you.
Join us every week for real talk, real experiences, and nothing but the truth.
This is Unfiltered.
Hi guys, we're introducing a new section to our podcast called Table Talk. This is where we're going to be doing recipes of our favourite foods for breakfast, lunch, dinner, a snack and dessert.
Okay, let's get started.
Gigi, do you want to start with your favorite breakfast?
Okay, so my favorite breakfast isn't exactly healthy, but it's so good. It's ricotta hotcakes, which are like really fluffy pancakes, and they are so good. And you can make they're from Granger & Co., which is a restaurant which I think started in Australia, and they are usually served, if you go to Granger & Co., with honeycomb butter, which is unreal. It's so good. So that's probably my favorite breakfast, or just like good old, you know, like yogurt, granola, you know.
Yum.
Yeah, what about you?
One of my favorite breakfasts is, one of my favorite breakfasts is cookie dough overnight oats. I made this once and added almond oil, and it was so good. I cannot tell you how nice it was. I really recommend. How about you, Chloe?
One of my favourite breakfasts is probably matcha and pistachio chia pudding. I made it with a friend when we went around to her house. And basically, it's just one cup yogurt, matcha powder, pistachios and maple syrup. And then you blend it up and then add your chia seeds and let it sit overnight. And it's just like the best texture and also tastes really good. And it's also good for you.
Yeah.
And you also, instead of maple syrup, you can use honey. And that's really good as well, because that's what we use.
Mm.
And yeah, it's really good.
Awesome. Okay, what about your favorite lunch?
My favorite lunch, there's a sushi sandwich at Erewhon. You know Erewhon?
Yeah.
I haven't been to Erewhon, but I made it myself. So what I did is I got sushi rice, and I made it like you normally would if you're gonna make sushi, but then you fry it in a pan to make it like brown and crispy on the outside, and then you can add avocado, tuna, like as the filling in the middle, and that is really good. And then you use like mayonnaise, soy sauce, and sriracha just to like season it off, and it like it's just like the best like texture and also the best flavor. But I love sushi, and so this was just like a great take for me.
Yeah.
Sounds delish.
Make sure it's sushi-grade salmon instead of the salmon at the supermarket, which is, like, made for, like, cooking instead of eating raw.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sophia?
Okay, so I've got, like, two sections. These are kind of, like, would-be starters, but they're really nice together and just as a whole. I've got potato side dish things. They're, like, potato stacks, which are with garlic herb butter, and you make them by grating the potatoes and then adding garlic, herbs and butter, as it says in the title. And then on this side, and you cook it, you can cook it in like cupcake tins, which, and it works really well. It sticks together and cooks really nicely until crispy brown. And then my other thing is a pizza recipe.
We've had these before.
It's quite long.
So good.
So maybe that's a separate episode worth. But I really enjoyed making this. I made them for Halloween. I made little pumpkins, which were really cute. I wish I could show you from the screen, but obviously I can't. And basically you make it like stuffed, you make a little circle, and then you put your ingredients, like for example margarita, you'd put the cheese in the inside and then you fold it up, put a string around it, and then it looks like a little pumpkin. It's really cute. How about you, Gigi?
My one is spring rolls, but not fried. So you basically just get the rice paper and then you like soften it, if you know what I mean. So you put it in a pan of like warm water.
Yeah.
And then you're able just to roll it from there. And then you can do any filling. You can put like noodles in it, cucumber, carrot, peppers, anything. Avocado. So good. And then you can make like peanut butter dip or something.
Yeah.
Or like soy sauce, like there's like a special soy sauce to go with your spring rolls. They are so good and they're really quick and easy to make.
That's
so
great.
That sounds really good.
Dinner?
Can I go first?
Yeah.
I've made this dinner lots and lots of times. I think it's so good. It's called sweet chili chicken. It's like if you've ever had it at Chinese restaurant or like Wagamama's or something. Giggling Squid. It's really, really yummy. It's one of my favorites. And it's so easy to make. The biggest and longest thing it takes is cooking the chicken, which is like 20 minutes in the oven. You get breaded chicken and then egg fried rice, and you cut up the chicken into a pan with sweet chili sauce and soy sauce and a bit of ginger and a bit of garlic, and then it's done and it's so good. I recommend.
Yum.
How about you, Chloe?
So my favorite dinner, I made this the other day with my mum, and we make it quite a lot. These are spicy peanut noodles with gyoza. For the noodles, all you need is a packet of instant ramen. I live next to an Asian supermarket, so that's kind of easy for me. I get the chicken one, and you can add like a bit of the seasoning, but don't add all of the seasoning because we're going to make our own seasoning on the side. So that seasoning includes a teaspoon of peanut butter, dark or light soy sauce, garlic, chili flakes, sesame seeds, and hot oil. You just heat this up in a pan and put it in. And you can garnish it with coriander, which my mum does, but I don't do that because I hate coriander. And then for the gyozas, in most supermarkets in the frozen section, you can get the itsu gyoza.
Yeah.
My
sister loves those.
I tried the veggie ones the other day, and I did not like them at all. And also, I kind of had a cooking disaster in the microwave with them. But they are actually really easy to make.
Do you make your own, like, wrap for it?
No, they literally comes for like fully done. You just
they're
have to put it in the microwave.
They're already cooked it
and then add some water
frozen,
to it.
You just microwave them.
It's so good.
They
so,
make
so
really good.
Good
ones to heat up at Itsu. If you buy them, they're in like Waitrose.
Yeah,
they're really good. Is that the ones you're talking about?
Yeah.
Oh my god, they're so good.
The prawn ones are the best though. They're really good.
I don't think my sister's tried them,
but I don't like the veggie ones.
My sister boils.
I have
them,
the bao buns from like, Itsu as well.
The bao buns
are really good.
The bao buns are unreal.
You could bring them to school.
Oh my god,
I might grab them. Yeah,
we should
really easy
that.
To make.
Oh my god, we should totally do that.
But wouldn't that make the kitchen smell?
Not really.
No,
it's like contained in the microwave.
No, because they're like in the wrap.
Oh yeah.
So the
guys have quite a big smell to them.
Okay, my dinner is a poke bowl.
That sounds
which
so
again
good.
Is quite flexible. You just got to make rice. I sometimes use white rice, sometimes use brown rice. And then literally it's just like spring rolls. You can do whatever topping you want. Yeah. I normally do like sweet corn, cucumber, avocado, and then I make salmon on the side.
Yeah.
And then I do this kind of spicy seasoning for it.
Ooh.
Are you like high spice tolerance or low spice tolerance?
Probably high. I like a bit of
I'll say me too. Do you like to make your poke bowls really healthy, or do you just do what you enjoy eating and like?
Pretty hard to make a poke bowl unhealthy.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I just add.
I like stuff.
I feel like the more vegetables there are, the better though. Like the more like stuff there
the
is.
The avocado,
yeah.
The cucumber.
Oh, the avocado.
So good.
There's really good ones
in seaweed. Have you tried it? It's like kind of like has a chewy texture, but it's like seaweed and it's kind of like
what is it?
it's called like Wakame seaweed. That's have it in my poke bowls.
Oh, scram. Yeah,
there's some really good poke bowls, I think, from Waitrose or M&S. Either one. My sister loves them. Definitely recommend. She every single time we go to the services, she's like, can I get one for lunch?
You're from Waitrose.
Yeah. Okay, onto snacks.
Snacks. Okay, and then Chloe's got a dessert. Do you want to go with your dessert?
I have
first?
A snack and a dessert. I can do a snack too. First.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
You do your snack.
So too. I made these the other day, and I got the idea from TikTok. These are smashed broccoli chips. I'm not sure if you guys seen these.
I think I saw that. Is that the one with sea salt on? They look so yum.
So basically, you cook the broccoli as you normally would.
Mm-hmm.
And then on like a piece of parchment paper in a tray, you put down parmesan and a bit of salt and pepper. You put the broccoli on top of it and get something to smash it with, like a what's it called? Like a pan flipper or just like something.
Spatula.
Spatula, that's it. What the hell? Pan flipper. You get a spatula, smash it down, and then you do the same on top of it. So you get the parmesan and the salt, pepper, and then
so
you make
good.
Your seasoning. So just get a bit of like any oil. You can add like chili flakes, chili oil, and then you like put that like not too much over the top of the broccoli, and then you bake them, and then it's like really really nice. They're kind of like crispy but kind of not, and they're just like they're a good snack.
Delish.
Well, I didn't have it as a snack, but I had it as like a snack with my meal, but it was really good.
Yum.
Okay. I feel like I went to a restaurant the other day, and what you just said reminds me of what I had, and it was actually really good. But it was like kind of black sesame, like vibe. It was more like I had like black sesame oil on it or something.
Did you go to Sticks and Sushi?
No.
Oh, I was gonna say they have like a black sort of broccoli with like it's really good.
I had some really nice broccoli.
Okay, go ahead. What's your snack?
Okay, I've got three. First of all, this is a boarding special. Frozen grapes.
Oh,
yum.
They're just so simple and so yum. There's another thing. I can't make this because I've got a dairy allergy, but frozen yogurt bark, it says, with fruit. Basically, like a tray bake of yogurt with fruit inside. You can put like strawberries, blueberries, whatever your favorite is, whatever you want. And it gives really nice balanced flavor. And also, apple, cinnamon, and a drizzle of almond butter is really good.
That sounds apple and delicious. Cinnamon.
It looks amazing. Yeah, it's such a good pair. And like I sometimes I've got like almond essence on, and I just mix that in, and with a bit of almond butter, and it's so good. I really recommend. How about you, Jeej?
Okay, so two or three things. I can't remember. One of them, similar to you, okay, frozen bananas.
Ooh, I've never heard that.
We try to do that, and then we kind of like froze them too much.
Yeah, you gotta cut them before you put them in the freezer.
Yeah.
We just put bananas in the freezer.
Whoops.
But you gotta cut it, and then it's so good. It tastes like sorbet. Like, and you can just put it in a blender with a bit of milk, and it's literally sorbet.
Is it like banana sorbet?
Or yeah, it's like banana sorbet.
I'm not sure if I'd like.
Do you put it in your NutriBullet?
Yeah, it's
oh my god,
it's
can
unreal.
We do that?
Yeah. Okay. Oh my god. Yeah.
We can do that today.
Okay. Also, similar to you.
Yeah.
Strawberry yogurt frozen bites. So instead of bark, it's the bites. So you just cut it up, put it with yogurt, a bit of honey. I put a bit of vanilla extract in there as well because I feel like it's.
How do you freeze it? What do you like?
You just put it on parchment paper, and you just do like little blobs instead of bark.
Oh yeah,
and they are a little bit harder to bite, but
yeah,
they're really good.
And
with the bark, I find
it's
hard to break it sometimes.
Huh? Have you made it since getting your braces on, or no?
No, I haven't, because I feel like that would
you should
be
like try
too
it out.
Tricky to bite, but without braces, it was easier.
Yeah, my sister just got braces on,
oh
so
gosh,
she's like finding hard to eat as well.
Yeah, and then she made
I'm not
them.
Alone.
She made them the other day. Not the other day, last summer. But they were really good. Anyway, no, it's really good. And you can coat them in, like, melted chocolate if you want.
Oh, that sounds so
something
good.
Something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
And then I feel like I had a third one. Oh, okay. Hear me out. You know dates?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dates with, like, almond butter.
I love dates and I love almond butter.
It's so good. And it's almond, like, it's like
almond?
Sweet.
I already had peanut butter.
You can do it with peanut butter as well. It's good with both because, like, both, like, the almond butter and the peanut butter, like, kind of neutralizes the
dates
sweetness.
Are so good. Yeah. You know, people are blending up dates because it's kind of like a healthy caramel. And then they dip the apples
and you
in
can
it,
make, like,
that
like,
looks
yeah,
really good.
Yeah,
Body Shop
dates is really good.
Yum.
Dates.
Okay, desserts. I've got two. My first one is brookies, which is a brownie cookie mix. Basically, you make brownie mix and then you make cookie mix and put mix and match it in a pan. And it's really good. Another thing I love is making NYC cookies. You can search them up and they're quite easy. Basically, you make the batter and then weigh it for however many cookies you want and distribute it so it's even, and you're able, because of the density of the batter, you're able to roll it up, and then they're really thick cookies.
Oh, yeah.
They're so good. I can confirm.
I had them for like a week, and I offered like my friend some in Orange. Gigi especially liked them.
Okay, Chloe, what about you?
So this doesn't require any like cooking or microwaving. It's huache.
Oh, what's that?
So I've made it like tons before, and I made it a lot in the summer because I was dehydrated. So it helps if you like live next to an Asian supermarket like me. But so the base is fruit, so you can get like grapes, strawberries,
oh,
and
I know
raspberries.
What this is.
Yeah. Grapes, strawberries, and raspberries. Some people add blackberries, so you can do that if you want. And then you get, for the liquid in it, you get strawberry milk and Sprite. Strawberry milk.
It's basically like soup, but
yeah,
like,
it is
not
soup.
Hot.
It's
and
like
not
a yummy,
really refreshing,
fruity refresher.
Yeah.
Which
you get
people make in mass size.
Strawberry milk and Sprite, and then for like extra bits, you can add sago or you can add boba.
Mm-hmm. And did you add like, both?
I only added boba. Mm-hmm. Oh no, I also added jelly, but like Asian jelly.
Yeah,
so basically,
like the ones in the little cups.
In the little pots, yeah, you can have like melon, strawberry. I added melon, strawberry, pineapple, and passion fruit, and then I chopped them up into little bits. People add sago as well. Do you know what sago is?
It's like tiny,
the
little...
tiny little balls. I haven't tried it before though.
I really want to try mango sago, which is like big mango popping pearls, like the sago mango sago, and then like condensed milk
stuff.
And like mango like milk.
It looks,
I don't know, it's
so
intense,
good.
But
it's really similar
amazing.
To huache, and then you finish it off with some ice. And I love
did
it.
Did you put ice in?
I did.
Does that not make it hard to eat? Like, you,
it's
if
just
you, like,
kind of
instantly
the,
just
you really
up some ice?
Not really. Kind of. But you don't really eat the ice. It's just for, like, the cooling effect.
I'd eat the ice. I love it.
And then my second one is a bowl cake.
Uh-oh.
It's really quick. Me and Gigi do it a lot. With our
it's
friend
a
Maya.
House staple.
Shout out to Maya. Anyway, so there's no real measurements for this, but it's flour, sugar, milk, hot chocolate powder, melted butter. Just doesn't really matter about the measurements. Just like have a taste and see if it's sweet enough if you like. Don't add any eggs. And then you just put it in the microwave.
It's like a mug cake, but bigger.
You need something to raise it, so self-raise or baking powder.
I add eggs to my one. I make a dairy-free one whilst they're making the one with milk. Chloe makes, like, bowl soup. It's, like, it's so liquidy.
I always ate it because I didn't cook enough, so I just ate a bowl soup.
But I cook mine more, especially because it's got eggs in. But, yeah, it's really good. There's a BBC recipe. It's called mug cake. It's really nice. I recommend.
Hey, I had
made
a mug.
Oreo one once, which looked really good.
And it was so yummy.
With what?
Oreos.
Oh, they were like, how would you get Oreos in-house?
I had them for Tuck.
Oh.
Yeah.
I made a mug cookie dough.
Oh my gosh, yes.
It was really, really good.
I made vegan
and
cookie
hot.
Dough.
It was like lava.
Cookie dough. I made vegan cookie dough once. It was so good.
Yeah.
It was grand.
Yeah.
For my dessert, so my sister makes these brownies. I don't know what's in them. And I don't normally like brownies, but
Secret raspberry.
They are like insane. Like next time, if it comes up again, I will share the recipe, but I do not know what's in it, and they are so good. That's like what she normally makes those on weekends. For me, I like probably say my favorite dessert are like cookies of some kind.
Your snickerdoodle cookies are really good.
I keep seeing crumble cookie like mukbangs on my TikTok.
I had crumble cookies the other day,
actual crumble cookies.
Yeah.
Oh,
how?
Rosanna had them.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I could have tried.
And you could probably find like a dairy free. Anyway, so
they're good. They weren't worth the hype though. Maybe because they were like, I don't know how.
We had a charity one. Someone like paid $1,500 for a box of cookies.
Yeah,
but they must have come over from America, so they must have been stale.
I feel like no, because I feel like you can just make them yourself. I feel like it's not. Yeah. You don't really have to get crumble cookies. Anyway, but there are like dupe recipes that you can.
Cookies, which are like chewy on the outside. And I don't like when they're chewy all the way through. I like molting icing in the middle.
That's what the NYC cookies are like, that because it's like a ball. It goes crispy and then like golden brown. It's so good.
So I made these peanut butter ones last weekend, which were really good. And they were like, they stayed soft for like the longest time. And then I also made snickerdoodle cookies, which I think turned out probably the best. And then there are a bunch of different variations. I did like a birthday cake one, like vanilla. Yeah, so basically just like any cookie. I also made, like, I'm obsessed with like all things like cinnamon, snickerdoodle. So I made like snickerdoodle cupcakes, which basically you
snickerdoodle.
I'm not sure if there's like an actual meaning, but it's like cinnamon, like kind of vibe. Cute. And basically you put like the
no one can pronounce anything today.
Cupcake batter, like in the
if you can hear, that's Gigi's jewelry.
Sorry, I keep jingling around. In like the little cupcake wrappers, and then you put a mix of cinnamon and sugar in the middle, so that when they come out the oven, you like there's like this like warm like filling in the middle, and it is so good.
That sounds so good.
And then
good.
There's like the cinnamon frosting, which is similar to buttercream, but it's more cinnamony.
Yeah.
And that was really good, and they also stayed moist for a while as well, which I was surprised about.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I have it's not a dessert, but it's another recipe. Do you guys remember the Logan cucumber guy?
Oh my gosh, yes.
He was like, sometimes you just need to eat a whole cucumber. This is how to do it.
Uh-huh. Why did they want to eat a whole cucumber?
Like, I know, because cucumber's quite boring on their own, but like he added some like yummy dressings.
But surely it's just so many different variations. It's mainly water. Is it just to be hydrated?
It's like a great base for your salads. So my favorite I tried the bagel variation, which was like cucumber, smoked salmon, cucumber, cream cheese, smoked salmon, and gherkins. Mm-hmm. And then you shake that all up. That was really good. My favorite one was the California sushi roll, which was a whole cucumber, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Sesame oil, rice white rind vinegar, soy sauce, and then you'd add the salmon chunks in.
Mm-hmm.
And he added MSG, but MSG is really bad for you.
It's like MSG, I think, is banned in the UK.
Yeah, it's like a flavor enhancer. It's not very well. It's like
on TikTok did.
Yeah, he was like, add MSG, obviously, but
you can add salt. I feel like
you add salt anyway, and then it's really good. And avocado.
Do you have this special like cucumber slicer?
I do. My mom doesn't let me use it because she's really scared I'll like slice my finger off. Because there were lots of instances when it was like trending, this cucumber thing, and people had like tons of accidents with their mandolins.
I just searched it up. It says cucumber is good because it increases hydration, strengthens your bones, promotes gut health, and helps manage blood sugar and weight and much more. So you should try
Chloe's recipe. Cucumber's great because you can just kind of eat it.
Snack.
You know what I mean?
Try that recipe then.
Also, it's easy to eat, like with braces and stuff. Yeah. Like carrots, you can't really eat soft. That easily.
But I'm not so sure about the texture, but it's fine.
No, I love the texture. Well, it depends what kind of cucumber you get.
If you get like a dry one.
Ew.
Yeah. Anyway.
Any other recipes you guys have?
No, I think that's it for today.
That's it for today. Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, my thing.
Yeah.
Oh, bye.